You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Speaking of minting money, the National Football League draft started last night, where the pro teams pick promising college players who are hoping for the big time. The story goes that back in 1979, the new all-sports cable network called ESPN asked the then NFL commissioner Pete Rozelle for permission to broadcast the draft. And Rozelle is said to have wondered who in the heck would ever watch teams read lists of names. Well, 40 years later, the draft is a spectacle that costs a lot to put on and earns millions of dollars for the city chosen to host it. This year's host is Arlington, Texas. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
About 50 people are standing at a major intersection in Arlington, Texas, trying to hail a cab. One guy describes to his driver just how to recognize him on the street.
I'm with a guy wearing a Jets 28 jersey.
He's certainly not the only one in an NFL jersey. Thousands of football fans from around the country came to North Texas just to be part of the experience.
I'm from L.A.
We flew in for the draft.
Jose Amezquita and Rose Garcia are part of the Los Angeles Rams Booster Club, which gave them tickets.
I'm still like in shock that I'm here. Asked for vacation, was approved, and I'm here.
Tickets to the event were free, but you had to enter a lottery. The NFL says 420,000 people applied. As I walked up to the stadium, a scalper asked me if I wanted one of those free tickets for $200. No thanks. Cleveland Browns fan John Campbell got a genuinely free ticket and flew here with a few buddies. The ticket may have cost nothing, but not the trip.
I'm trying not to think about that, but it's probably in the upper hundreds, if not a little bit closer to $1,000.
The NFL draft has come a long way from 1979. For many years, it was held in New York, but the NFL took the show on the road 3 years ago. Last year in Philadelphia, 250,000 people showed up. Daniel Kaplan is with the Sports Business Journal. He says the NFL is breaking even on the event right now, but that could change.
Fairly soon, I would expect a few things to happen. One, the tickets will no longer be free. And two, it will become more pricey to host this event.
He thinks the NFL will ask cities to pay for the right to host. Jeff Williams is the mayor of Arlington. He says the NFL didn't ask for any money, and he's seeing estimates the draft could bring his city more than $100 million in economic activity.
People are going to be looking for places to eat. They want to shop. Of course, all the hotels are full right now.
He says the city did have to pay for additional security. He's just happy the city of Arlington got to host the event before the NFL figured out how much of a cash cow this rookie draft has become. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.